So we're now going to discuss naturally halacha beis. So the Rambam says the following: Chametz Pesach Aser b'hanoya shenemar lo yechel chametz lo yehi bo heter achila v'ani miniach chametz b'rishuso v'pesach aval pi shelo achalo over b'shnei lavin shenemar lo yera lacha se'or b'chol gvulecha v'nemar se'or lo yimatze b'batechem v'iser achametz v'iser ha-se'or shebo machmitzin echad hu. Okay, so this is a fascinating Rambam. And it's a fascinating Rambam on many levels. So the Rambam chooses to present the Isser Hanoah of Chametz immediately following the Isser Achila, which was Halacha Aleph, and the prominence of the Onesh Kares. And then in the context of the Isser Hanoah, so then the Rambam presents the Isser Shehiyah, which we know is a double Isser Shehiyah of Bal Yiro'ah, Bal Yimatzeh. And then the Rambam presents, in that context of Bal Yiro'ah, Bal Yimatzeh, right, and this you picked up already in the Sefer HaMitzvah, it's the Lo Yira Lecha Chametz, Lo Yira Lecha Se'or. So the Rambam said in Isser Reish that those are in two different Isurim, V'Isser HaChametz, Isser Se'or, Shebo Mechametz Nechadu, that this also touches on a third idea, that this is, you know, an area of halacha where we're saying you have the Machalos Asuos per se, and the Machalos Asuros per se is the Chametz, and then you have the Davar which creates the Machalos Asuros, and that becomes part of the Isser as well. So, here too, you know, like we perceive very clearly in the Rambam, very clearly, the Rambam wants to highlight the Chumrah of Chametz, right? In fairness, he said it should have all been separate halachos. Isser Hanah is different than the Isser Shehiyah, and the fact that it applies not only to the Chametz, but the Davar HaMechametz, is like an independent concept also. But the Rambam is grouping these things together, I think, to make one broader point. What's the Tzad HaShava Shebehem? And you already see it Mufurash in this Rambam. The Isser Hanoah, the Isser Shehiyah, the Davar HaMechametz. The Tzad HaShava Shebehem is that the Rambam thinks that all three of these point to the uniqueness of Chametz as a Machalos Asuros, because all of them transcend, in a word, Chametz is Machalos Asuros, but all three of these elements transcend I think I heard Ephraim say Achila, and we'll take it. It all transcends Achila. It's an Isser Hanah. We'll explain what that means in a second, how unique the Rambam's Isser Hanah is. And it's an Isser Shehiyah of possession. And the fact is that it's not just the thing that you would eat, but the thing that creates that which you would eat. Dafka Se'or, you don't eat. Se'or, by very definition, isn't Ro'i L'Achila. You have that here in the Agos Mamunios, that what's Se'or? Tosefta de Beitza, Se'or Mechametz Acherim, Chametz Shenis Chametz Mecherim, Emasai Kare Se'or, Meshe Yiposil Me'lacho L'Kelev. But it's no longer Ro'i L'Achila's Kelev, right, which is the outer limits of the Isser Chametz. By the way, there is a sheet in the Tanoim that Chametz isn't Aser Behanoah, that's a shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So if you wanted to start off, right, Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, and saying, you know, basically, Kama Chamor Isser Zeh, so the Rambam did that. The Rambam did that in two ways, as we pointed out yesterday, by highlighting the Isser Kares, Ayin Hilchos Mila, Ayin Hilchos Karban Pesach, Ayin Hilchos Shavisas Asor, right? And then the Rambam said, not because Shasiyah is Bichlal Achila here, but simply because the breadth of the Isser Kares, Nachi, your point from yesterday, right? Echad Ochel, Echad Memacha Vishosa. And then the Rambam wants to say, and by the way, if you want to know how Chomer this Machalos Asuras is, it totally transcends the realm of Achila. And that's why I'll group together in Isser Hanoah, in Isser Shehiyah, and the fact that it's a Davar Mechametz, which by definition isn't Ra'oi Le'achila, not Le'achilas Adam, and not L'achilas kelev. Okay, so what I want to try to do now is to show you, or to try to bring a raya to this mahalich and the Rambam. We'll skip over the Magid Mishnah for now, and the Ravid. It's criminal of me, but they get into a discussion of the Mishnah and Beitza Daf Zayin about whether the shiurim of chametz and se'or are exactly the same. It's just a little bit outside of our purpose for today, so we'll leave that for now. So, Ilan, do you want to just read the Gemara Pesachim for us? It's the Gemara Pesachim Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Amar Chizkiya.
Amar Chizkiya, minayin lechametz bepesach she'asur behana, she'nemar lo yochal chametz.
Lo yeachel chametz.
Lo yehebo heter achila. Taima dechasav rachmana lo yeachel chametz, halo kasav lo yochal, hava amina isra achila mashma, isra hana lo mashma. Upliga de Rabbi Abahu de Amar Rabbi Abahu, koma kom she'nemar lo yeachel, lo socha, lo sochlu, echad isra achila v'echad isra hana. B'mashma ad she'ifaret lecha akasub k'derech she pirate lecha b'nevela. Tanya below sochlu kol nevela lager asher b'sherecha tisnena v'achla o machor lanochri.
Okay, very good. So the Gemara Pesachim says lechol adeos chametz is aser b'hana here, right? Not Rabbi Yosi Aglili. But there's a question of the limud. So, what's the nekudas hamachlokas between Rabbi Avahu and Chizkiya? And it's a double nekudas hamachlokas. Ephraim, go ahead. Ephraim, go ahead. Go ahead, Ephraim.
Yeah, right. So Chizkiya says that basically, in general,
Okay, so Ephraim writes, generally achila means any hana. Rabbi Avahu, generally achila means eating specific. Okay, I guess it came out all backwards. Okay, so let's put it this way. So according to Rabbi Avahu, there's just a din klali. There's nothing to do with chametz and pesach. There's a din klali by malchalos asuros that, unless otherwise indicated, includes an iser hana. And Chizkiya thinks that the iser hana of chametz is a din prati. Okay, so that's the first point, right? That the Isra Hanoah of Chametz doesn't really match the Isra Hanoah that would be associated with Machalos Asuras in general. Fine. That's like the low-hanging fruit. But I think we could go much further. Rabbi Avahu thinks that an Isra Achila sort of naturally extends to an Isra Hanoah. The most intensive form of Hanoah that you can get from food is actually to eat it. But that this is basically a cheftza de isura. So you can't get hana from it, and the natural hana that you can't get from it is achila, unless otherwise specified. That's what Rabbi Avahu is saying. And what Chizkiya is saying is that no, you need a separate pasuk to establish an isur hana, which means that it's not just an outgrowth of an isur achila. It's a separate mechayev. So, Ilan, now do you want to plug that back into the Rambam? Hilchos chametz u'matzah perek aleph halacha beis. Who does the Rambam paskin like in this machlokas?
I think that he paskins that it's asur b'hanah at all.
Right, he paskins that it's asur b'hanah, but according to whom? According to Chizkiya's limud or Rabbi Avahu? Says chametz pesach asur b'hanaya shenemar lo yeochel chametz. Right, so that he's paskining like Chizkiya. Right, and paskin like Chizkiya, the way that we're interpreting it, means to paskin that the Isser Hanoa transcends the Isser Achila. The Isser Shihia transcends the Isser Achila. Remember I said for the Rambam, it's dubious to say that Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh is Gzera Del Raisa? It's intrinsically. You cannot own this. You cannot benefit from this. Not because it's machalos atzuros. Not yenison because lo bedili inshi mine. It's different. It's so usur, you can't eat it, and you'll be chayv kares if you do. And even if shisiyah is not bichlal achila, if you try to drink it, you're chayv kares also. And it's so usur that you can't benefit from it. Not midin Rabbi Yevoah, but midin Chizkiya, it's an isur prati. It's the isur hanoah that's not related to isur achila. It's so usur that you can't possess it, and will get you not only on one lav, but two lavin. And it's so usur that even the aider and the abettor and the creator, the sa'or, which you'll never eat because it's not even roi l'achilas kelev, not even your dog is going to eat the sa'or, and yet it's all aser. So what the Rambam did in Halacha Beis is to tell you that chametz manishtana ma'achalos asuros zo mikol ma'achalos asuros shebatorah. If I was writing a short story or novella about Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, I would title it, how different is this Machalos Asuros from every other Machalos Asuros? Right? That's the godless of this Halacha and the Rambam. That's why he just brought everything together. Why would you talk about the Isser Hanoah and the Isser Shehiyah in the same Halacha? The Rambam is the greatest organizer in the history of the world. He knew how to be Mechalik. And then why would you start talking about the Devar Mechametz? But he's trying to show you is that this Machalos Asuros, it starts out in Machalos Asuros, but then it takes a quantum leap. It leaps off in every direction. It leaps off in the direction of Hanoah, it leaps off in the direction of Shehiyah, and it leaps off in the direction of the Davar HaMechametz as well. Okay, so with that, we'll hold it up there. And God willing, on Monday, what we'll do is we'll pick it up with Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. Okay, we wish everybody a wonderful rest of the afternoon and evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.